Bonjour, Monsieur Dame, or hello, ladies and gentlemen, but depending how you stand on the question of the in-out referendum. What's it all about then? My name is Sean Dilley, tweeting at Sean Dilley and blogging at lobbysean.com. The Prime Minister is promising an in-out referendum because he wants to? No, absolutely not. The Prime Minister is actually delivering a promise on an EU referendum, in or out, because he has absolutely no choice. This is about the biggest and boldest attempt by the Prime Minister to fight fire within his party and within the country. Amongst voters, of course, people still remember that cast iron promise on the Lisbon Treaty. A cast iron promise, the Prime Minister says, was conditional on the Lisbon Treaty, a European treaty, which is effectively a constitution by another name, not having been ratified by the time the party came to power. And in practical terms, that's certainly the situation is. But of course, many people will be bitter that promises were made that couldn't be kept, potentially. But the bigger issue for David Cameron is that of his own backbenchers. Over 30 rather prominent, loud backbenchers at this time of UKIP doing so well, potentially for looking at their history in the polls, that the Prime Minister feels compelled to make this in-out referendum promise. He will state his view, however, that he thinks we should be part of a strong Europe, but maybe some of the powers should be repatriated, and he will say that it's time to put an end to the question of Europe in British politics. Also, there's an issue here of timing in the next general election. Don't believe me? Well, we're already discussing TV debates, aren't we? And we have been for well over a year. And actually, assuming all goes well, the next general election will be in 2015. It's actually not that far around the corner if you consider that the general election was in 2010 and we're now 2013. Time does pass very quickly, it has to be said. So what this in-out referendum will also be is an opportunity for the Prime Minister to set out one of the major stalls in his party's referendum on Europe. It's a populist issue and one that could certainly see other parties making the same promise, the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party. It's one of those things that obviously in the run-up to the election, politicians will have to make a judgment call on which is the most popular course of action. Initially, the Labour Party will talk about this being irresponsible, and they'll say that actually at a time when the economy is so fragile, the last thing major business leaders want, and the country more generally by extension, is uncertainty over our economy. But in the run-up to the election, it's at least possible that they'll have to U-turn on that one and go along with the Conservatives and say, yes, we'll also promise a referendum in out on Europe. And that's a way of not allowing the creation of so much clear blue water between the parties. Because however you stand on the issue of Europe, everyone has to accept that it's one that gets the great British public very hot under the collar. Okay, so that's the reason, that's what the EU referendum is really all about, and it's about backside saving, firefighting in the country, yes, at the polls, the UKIP certainly, within the Conservative Party that could see a falling of David Cameron's premiership, absolutely. Essentially, if 46 signatures were received by the chairman of the 1922 committee, the influential group of backbench MPs, for those who may not be politicos, then a leadership challenge could be instigated against David Cameron. He's very aware of that too. So this is to protect him, to protect the Conservative Party, but he would also argue to protect the country. And is he wrong? Is there anything wrong with that argument? What's your view on Europe? And if you had a vote tomorrow, would you vote in or out? I've been Sean Dilley. Thank you for listening.